Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Thinking Out Loud, episode 43?
I think it's 43.
It's your boy Papa Don. This is my guy.
Jay Will, man. And Toria is famous. I read the comments, sorry for y'all just listening. Toria is famous. She was on Family Feud with Steve Harvey. And I think they caught a dub on the episode that I saw.
I think they caught a dub.
Yeah, I think so. Toria Caleb in the group. She definitely famous.
A whole celebrity out here.
Karen a celebrity too. Karen went viral a couple times.
She just popping.
Yeah, Karen is the Lil Rock Hood news anchor of the year.
Pretty much. Trap news.
Trap news of the year. Petty news of the year. So yeah, we got some celebrities in TOL, man.
We out here, man. We getting noticed and shit.
And also, for y'all who trying to keep up with the meet and greet, I think it's been set tentatively for December 13th. We got a little crib to do it at, kind of a trapped out crib
at the trap house.
Yeah,
at the bando.
Have a good time. If we all throw a little bread in, we get a lot of liquor. It's not gonna cost a lot to get the crib for the night. She definitely famous. I mean, you could be famous too. But yeah, so pull up December 13th. I gotta get the address. I don't know the address yet. But if you're into Thinking Out Loud, group me. We got a group me too. All the details be up in there.
Yup.
Damn, I hate this thing, bro. And if you just want to send us some cash out, Tori sent us like $1 for a new stand. Damn, I just said it.
Bro, you hurt the stand feelings, bro.
Bro, the stand terrible, dog.
The stand.
So if y'all want to get us a new stand, go to 5 and Below.
Because we clearly need one.
We clearly need a stand, bro. It's not even it. It's the clip.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Oh, is it on there?
Yeah, it's on there, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a group me. If you need to, I'll send y'all the details after the show. Hit me up. I put y'all in the group me. I didn't make the group me, so don't judge me. I just joined it when they were trying to say the party.
I had to.
They just added me to
put myself in the group me hell.
Yeah, but it's a thing in that loud group me. They setting up all the stuff for the meet and greet. I think it's going to be like $120 to rent the crib. And it's a whole bunch of us in there, so we can all throw a few dollars up in there, get the crib, get some liquor. Have a good time. There's going to be a poke table in there. Where if you just know, need to go. That's what they said in the group me. It's the inside group me joke. But yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Brittany got the group me stuff. Damn. She said it's closed. Well, just come and pull up there on us then. But yeah, go on, give us a rundown.
Oh. Well, right on.
Well, right on. She just closed it on our ass.
Just closed it. She said, ah, ah. Mm-mm. Ah, ah.
No more members. It's just a poke table. That's an inside joke. You gotta start checking shit. Dunn is an administrator, but Dunn don't be approving polls, approving members.
A nigga be busy, fam.
Dunn just be chilling, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a few times where I done went through and just looked at this
bro,
shit.
Bro, Dunn.
And close my app.
Or Dunn will get on here, wait till I approve some posts, and then Dunn will get bored and just go approve like 6 more. So when TOL be like dumb busy that day, it's because Dunn just got bored and went and clicked a whole bunch of shit. I try to keep shit organized.
Now I be working and I don't approve shit, so.
Yeah, and then, yeah. A lot of y'all be posting the same shit, too. So if you wonder why your shit ain't got approved.
People been doing, like, they've been doing really good at not inboxing us as to why their shit hadn't got posted yet. So, and I appreciate that.
Appreciate y'all for that. Because we'll get to that shit when we get to it.
Because I'm going
to
choke slam the shit out your ass.
Why you ain't post my shit yet? Bro, you post everybody. You post that girl stuff.
I went through one time. It was like 7 Fantasia posts.
Mm-hmm.
It was like her on the Breakfast Club, then her after the Breakfast Club with her nigga. Like, I got tired of seeing Fantasia. That one. The nigga that shot his shot with the little in the on the train, it was like 4 of those, and it'd be like 70 something posts, bro. It's hard to go through, and it's a hard job, man. But yeah, what we talking about today, dog?
What are we talking about today? We got group topics.
We got group topics.
Before we get to the group topics, if you're new to the live, if you're new to the show, hey, 21 viewers, all right, it's up there. You do have to stay on Facebook to watch the live, but you do not have to stay on the podcast app to listen. Whichever podcast you are using, we're on all platforms, so you have no reason to not listen to us.
But it's better on the live, though.
It's so definitely better on
the live. Make sure you catch the video. I know we keep saying it, but YouTube page coming soon. We got the YouTube page up.
We just got to get the content.
The hardest part is trying to edit shit and then upload them. And then I got the videos on my phone. It takes like 37 minutes to be trying to upload. And now I can't use my phone. Like, it's tough.
If you, sidebar, if there's a way for you to send them to my email, I can contact you. try to do some shit.
Oh, bet that. Yeah. So we're going to try to work on it. Kiaje said she was going to help us do some video editing too. Since she edited on her podcast, on a jet lag podcast, where they talk about flight attendant issues and stuff. I listened to her. Shout her out.
Right on. But yeah,
back to us.
No shade. Topics. Dudes paying for everybody. We'll specify later. We're going to talk about long distance relationships. We're also going to touch on male birth control.
Yeah.
You on the pill?
Bruh.
Oh, I was just asking, bro.
I'm on a pull and pray. I'm playing.
And what's too much baggage? Like, how much baggage? Because everybody got some kind of
baggage. Everybody got some kind of baggage.
But how much is too much?
What's your cutoff on
baggage? We're going to talk about men being choked during sex. Like it, don't
do
like
it. Do
you like
it? Do you not care for it?
Fellas, chime in if you will.
Yeah.
Not right now, but later when we get to that topic. And of course, we have story time with J. Will.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Yeah. I might tell y'all my story from last week because I feel like a lot of y'all didn't see the video. So I got to finish that story. Unless y'all want something different, bro. You know, I'm a man of many. I've seen a lot of shit in my lifetime.
Word.
Been around. So the first topic. It was posted in the group. It wasn't approved yet. It was one of the pending posts.
Exclusive.
It's so y'all get a new exclusive. But you'll see when we get there. So if you dating a girl, so you take your girl out, she invite her home girl.
Mm-hmm.
The post said that the man should pay for not his girl stuff and her home girl stuff.
And his food.
Yeah, and his own stuff too.
So I'm paying her way. Her homegirl's way, and sometimes her cousin's way. I'm not fucking Erykah Badu, and you are not Tyronella. I'm not fucking all of y'all, so I'm not paying for all of y'all.
Yeah.
Now, if I just had a nice little bonus check or something, and I feel you generous, I feed the hood real quick. Probably, even if I did have it, I'm like, no, I'm paying for my lady, myself, and of course the tip. Why would y'all even come out if y'all ain't got no bread?
That's what I said. Why the fuck is your friend even here?
Why are you here?
Why is she here, bro? There's no reason for your friend to be here. And not only is she here, both of y'all got attitudes and expecting me to pay for shit.
Both of y'all can get the fuck out.
I'm not fucking both of y'all. Even if I suggest your friend to come, I might be like, hey, what's so-and-so doing? I know she's single. She be bored now.
Tell her to bring a date.
Tell her to bring a date or something. Or she better have her own money. She go pull up. I'm not paying for anybody extra that's not giving me extra. So
that shit did.
It's not going like that, bro. And then like you gotta think when your homegirls like that, when your girl and homegirl together, they will be drunk off mimosas and shit. And then I gotta pay for mimosas?
Mimosas.
And I only get one mimosa cap? That's the only mimosa I'm paying for. The mimosa
you getting cheated. That's a reverse Groupon.
Yeah, that's not going, dog. Like,
you getting one mimosa twat for the price of two. That's not fair.
And what is more disrespectful is them expecting you to pay. Like, got an attitude because you
didn't pay. I got an attitude.
Like,
the fuck?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here, bro.
So, I'm not really going for that, man. I'm not a fan of it. Really, I'm looking at my girlfriend differently. Is she mad at me about that?
Right.
If we go out and your friend come and you mad on pay for your friend, like, it's probably our last date.
Probably so.
Exactly, like you don't. For one, your friend should want to feel like a third wheel, and then I mean, I'm not a woman, so I don't know how y'all think, but I'd be like, what they trying to do? Like they done brought me out, they done got me drunk, they done paid for it. What they trying to do?
Exactly.
How close to friends do you think we are?
They're trying to have sex.
Yeah. Y'all swingers? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Unless you down for that threesome thing, my girl ain't. So I ain't paying for it. So your friend better come with some bread. Bro, this going to be the third picture? Nah, the other one's better. It got more views on it. But yeah, man. So,
right.
Yeah, but speaking of distancing yourself from your girl and her homegirls.
Segways be fired.
Segway. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of distancing yourself from, pissy situations. Say you dealing with a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all stay a little ways away from each other. Not too mm-hmm. far. Mm-hmm. Maybe like Memphis and Little Rock.
Okay.
So, you want to go by and see her. Mm-hmm. So, you like, man, hey, I'm going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, just let me know when you come and everything cool.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, is that an agreement that you staying with her when you come to Memphis and visit?
Yes, because you never thought I was going to get an Airbnb and all I did was drive like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No. Now, depending on the progression of the relationship, if we like just started talking and I wanted to see you, you know, I sleep on the couch, yeah. You know. That's cool with me. I like couches. Couches are comfortable. Mm-hmm. I've had some of my best naps on couches.
Facts.
So I'm not worried about it. But I'm definitely not spending money on a hotel room and or Airbnb. No. I'm cool on that. Now, it also depends on the situation. Maybe her pipes bursted or some shit and, yeah. You know, whatever, whatever. But other than that, nah, fam. We're having technical difficulties, people. Please bear with us. If you will, for... $1 a day.
Yeah.
Can,
somebody please buy us a new cell phone stand, man.
Buy us a new cell
phone. We struggling out here, but we giving y'all good content while we struggling. It's crazy.
Getting it out the mud.
Yeah.
But what's your take on that, good sir?
If I'm driving 2 hours to date you, I'm bucking. I'm hitting that ass.
Clapping them cheeks.
Cheeks will be clapped on my arrival.
Buns will get bit.
Bro, I'm not driving 2 hours to take you out to eat and fucking drive back.
What?
Or to stay in a hotel.
What?
Or Airbnb.
Okay, that's my last one.
I'll sleep on the couch. I'll sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Because we're fucking
on the couch.
Never thought.
That's
nah, I'm just playing.
No, kind of playing. Dead
but
ass.
But bro, I'm not... If we that close to where I want to drive and see you and do all that, bro, apparently we kind of close. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you probably want the ass too. So, I mean, you know.
No, you
want
to get them cheese clap. Yeah. Girl, I know you want these nuts.
Yeah, so... It's not.
That's an old movie.
Yeah, it's not it's going fine. Like that, man. I don't. I feel like that's selfish of you for you to think that we talked and we did all this. You invited me to your city for me to have to get a hotel.
We can fuck and you can go back to your hotel room.
Your crib is my hotel.
You are the Airbnb.
You are the Airbnb.
And there better be a continental breakfast.
I need breakfast in the morning.
I need breakfast.
So,
I need eggs pancakes. In the morning. Pancakes, waffles,
yeah.
Salsa biscuits.
Yeah, I need a layout.
Facts.
I'm trying to walk through the kitchen
with a plate and just
through some more shit.
I need a smorgasbord.
Yeah, I need 109 a night.
We get 100 nuts. Bro, the fuck?
Yeah.
109 a night.
Man,
for 200 square feet.
For your used ass bath towels and shit.
That shit dead. You ain't even wash your towels and you talking about 109 a night. Shit. You got toothpaste stains on your mirror and you talking about some 109 a night.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm I can drive all the way and fuck you, but can't stay the night? And I live 2 hours away?
What?
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
The audacity.
Yeah.
The unmitigated gall.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have... If we get to the point where you're saying, come visit me, Jeremy, and I'm driving to 2 hours, hour and a half, I'm not coming.
Take your own towels.
If it's not established that...
What?
We go together. If I'm driving that far, we go together at this point.
We go together.
Once I start that car up...
We go together.
And I'm on my way there... You're my girlfriend.
Once I put your location for in my GPS and it says...
And I got to listen to Siri for 2 hours?
What?
You're my girlfriend.
You're my girlfriend.
And next weekend, we reversing it. You coming to Little Rock.
We trading places.
And I have breakfast for you. You will be at the Airbnb. I'm going to have breakfast for you. You know? I had clean towels for you.
Clean towels.
Clean towels for you.
Might even... If I really fuck with you, I might go buy some new towels.
Might. Might wash the bed sheets. So, might get you some fresh linen.
Might get some fresh linen.
Some
high
fresh
thread count. If I really rock with you.
I got 1,000 counts on the sheets, man.
Mm. Yeah. Come on with that Egyptian cotton.
Bruh, life could be smooth. If it's longer than 2 hours, I'm staying the weekend.
Facts.
I'm staying the weekend. Definitely. I'm driving 4 hours to pay for a hotel. and to give you a hug and a kiss on the cheek after paying for
it? You're like, okay, bye.
No.
What world do you fucking
live? Because if that's the case, I'm finding another girlfriend on my way back home.
On my way to you.
I'm gonna find a girlfriend. I'm downloading Tinder as we speak. It's a wrap.
They got me all the way messed up.
And I hope she's your next door neighbor.
I hope y'all friends.
I hope y'all cool.
I hope y'all friends. So she can say, girl, you fucked up. All you had to do is get that nigga a little ass. He drove all over here.
that's all you had to do, girl.
Great man. This right. Nigga, great guy.
Done blocked your blessing. Because you want to make a nigga get an Airbnb.
Bro. And to be honest, bro, it'd be hard. It's like having a good relationship. If you stay like in Lone Oak. I don't feel like I hate driving, bro.
I hate driving.
I'm not driving all the way to Lone Oak. To be hungry because all you made was sketty.
Sketty.
All you made was some sketty.
That's ain't even make no homemade sketty. Sauce.
Sketty and hamburger helper.
They made some cheese dip.
Some Rotel. She don't even call it cheese dip.
She call it Rotel. The first red flag because I do not need that kind of negative energy in my life.
The date not going to be bad if I drive 2 hours because we already vibing.
And see, that's a whole nother thing. Meeting halfway and sharing a hotel together. Oh, that's perfect. That's cool.
Because then we're definitely fucking.
We're definitely going to fuck. Ass. Yes.
It's math. You can look it up.
It's math. It's hotels science.
Hotels equals ass.
Hotels equals ass.
So,
yeah. The hotel me, you're not going to let me clap them cheeks.
Yes, I'm going to smash your mom's, not your stepdaddy. It might get to that. Aha! Oh, I drove all the way here. You playing? Okay.
Mama.
Okay.
Where your mama at?
Let me help her get a groove back.
Your daughter out here being trifling. Yeah,
she out here trifling. Miss Smith, do you know that she made me drive all the way here, take her out?
And ain't even give me no ass?
And she making me go stay at a hotel? Nah, baby, you can stay here.
You,
okay, mother-in-law.
You,
matter of fact. Now I'm about to smash your mom.
I'm going to smash your mom's.
It's not Rotel. Hey, can somebody... I'm going to give somebody administrative purposes since we in the middle of the podcast. Can you kick Christy out?
Christy is definitely about to get blocked.
Hotel with your grown ass. Yeah. So somebody just comment if you want to be an administrator, you can kick Christy out.
Please.
Don't do like the other people that we made administrators that time.
Speaking of which, one of said individuals I haven't seen on any of the lives and or the group in quite some time.
I told you from the rip who it was.
Interesting.
I told you from the rip who it was. Two of them.
Interesting. But anywho.
Yeah. So, yeah. But speaking of hitting that ass raw after I drive there.
Shout out to ODB, RIP. Yeah. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Yeah. Chrissy don't get to stay. This ain't y'all group.
The fuck? Oh.
y'all thought y'all had some say-so.
You thought shit was sweet, did you? Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of driving and hitting that ass raw. How do you feel about, Doug, men getting IUDs and being on birth control?
First of all, the IUD, ain't that the thing you gotta put?
Yeah, and you.
I thought the IUD was the shit that they actually put in their vagina. The IUD is the arm thing.
I don't.
Ladies,
birth
what's
control.
The.
Yeah, what's the.
Ain't the IUD the little shit you.
You got the shit that you
put
insert,
up there, like, you know?
Then you got the thing that you shove up there. Like, can you. Which birth control? If men are on birth control, are you taking it? And then two, which one are you taking if you are?
First of all, pull out game strong. Secondly, no, because they still make condoms. but probably not, just for the simple fact that, like, I know women that have been on birth control and have had, like, shitty side effects.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of smoke. Because I've always said, like, as a man, I could never have a menstrual cycle because I would be in jail. Because, like, knowing, the cramps and shit. Like, imagine having a cramp in your ball sack. Like, you didn't get hit. You've gotten hit in the balls before. Imagine having to go through that every fucking month for multiple days.
Side note, if men had cycles and we cramp, I would be the biggest baby for that week, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bro, me too. Bro, we would be on FaceTime all the time.
You don't understand. You don't.
Jeremy, why am I crying?
You don't understand how it feels.
You've never been a man.
Well, I'll be the worst boyfriend.
I'd be terrible.
I'd be the worst boyfriend.
I'd be terrible.
If men had cycles,
you know how much mint chocolate chip ice cream I would have in my freezer?
I would have to say. I would be the worst boyfriend.
I would be terrible.
Look at me.
You did this to me. Look at it.
Bro, I would be terrible. I could not. But
they walk in. Why are you crying? Because I'm fat.
No, you're not. You just saying
you're that. You're just saying that because you want some head.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm bleeding I'm out of my dick. Don't touch me.
I'm bleeding out of my dick and you want to cuddle?
And you want to cuddle. Don't touch me.
What is wrong with you?
Women never understand anything. God. Now, I'd be the worst boyfriend on the field.
I'm so glad we don't have
I'm so cycles. Glad we don't oh have
women, we salute you for having.
Shout out to women, man.
You know,
shout out
I mean, to but women. When you think about it, it cleanses the system and whatnot of all of its impurities.
Yeah, yeah. I just wish you I know. Had a different way to clean yourself out and to know that you're not.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but it's also pretty fucking gross. Yeah. But it's still a beautiful
thing. Yeah, but I couldn't be on male birth control. From what I said, I use condoms. I'm not ashamed of it. 2019, I'm still using condoms. I'm in that condom aisle, bro. Self checkout though, because I still kind of feel embarrassed when I buy condoms at the store.
I'll buy like older women a big ass box out. Just to make myself feel better.
Yeah,
like a gigantic box. Like the
variety. I buy condoms, and it's like and like Kelton said, pulling prey is the way as well. I know a lot of people who are kidless because they're good at pulling and praying.
Hypothetically, because I'm a virgin.
Definitely virgin. Same time. I'm just buying condoms just for research and shit.
Word.
Yeah.
For the TOL scientists.
I don't want to be like, when that time comes when I'm married for 3 years, I don't want to be, so unsure of myself with my wife. So, you know. Yeah. But could you picture, like, telling a girl, I'm on the pill. We straight. I ain't got to wear no condom. I'm on the pill. I got an IUD. I can't have kids for 2 years.
Oh, baby.
We good.
Straight.
I ain't having kids for 2 years.
I got it. It's right here.
Shooting the club.
Shooting. What?
Wow.
Brat.
Wow.
Faithfully.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I'm not taking it. If they do make it, they would never see me there. I'm not going to the pharmacist. Like, yeah, can I get my monthly birth control prescription?
Uh-uh.
I'm not. Cause I'm not. For one, I'm gonna forget to take this shit.
I barely remember to take my sinus medication. Bro, what the
I'm
fuck?
I'm gonna forget to take this shit in the morning. Now I'm gonna end up pregnant.
And then apparently, like if you take your birth control out of sequence, it throws everything off, and you become more fertile.
Yeah, bro. And then another thing, bro. And there's no shade to women who gained a little weight. We love all of y'all, but I know a lot of girls who were bad in high school, got to college, got on birth control, and blew up. And I'm not trying to blow up. Then y'all gonna be.
I'm big enough.
Y'all gonna be like, Jeremy used to be straight. He was a good six. Now that nigga short and fat.
Now he got titties for real.
That boy fat. He used to be kind of athletic. Now the nigga fat. Now the only person who loved me is my mama.
Damn.
So, and my girl, she probably love me if I still got fat.
Yeah, she'll still love you if you got fat, bro.
You still love me if I got fat? My girl and my mama would still love me if I got fat. But I'm not taking birth control because I don't want to.
And I've been fat my whole life, so I already know my mama going to love me.
Yeah.
Hell, my mama the reason I'm fat. It's her fucking fault.
My mama said I looked better when I was a chubby little baby. So my mama said that's when I was fine. I ain't been fine since then.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, man. Told you I'm a good six, man. My mama even said it. So, yeah.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, so.
My mom's a professional gasser. She makes us feel like we're way cuter than what we really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little kid with your mom's.
I'm like a strong four with like 8 features.
She got a beard, so I boost your 2 points, so we both sixes.
Dead ass.
That's how it happens.
I fucks with it.
You got a story? Or we just gonna skip it today, man?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't have a story.
First time in TOL history, Dunn doesn't have a story.
I don't have a story.
He doesn't have a table. He does have a table flip. He flipped the table like a motherfucker before the show when it was just me and him. But
I'm gonna save it for later.
But, you know, he said he gonna hold that. So, we're just going to keep on going with the topics. And because Dunn got some baggage going on right now. So, speaking of baggage. I'm cold with that shit. Dunn got some shit going on. So, speaking of baggage.
I'm in sacrifices. Bloody sacrifice.
But what is too much baggage for you, Dunn? Like, what are you... consider too much baggage to take into your relationship?
Well, me, myself, personally, I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I ain't gonna try to goddamn be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got some shit going on, skeletons in their closet, baggage and whatnot.
What's up, Amber?
Thank you. The transitions are fire.
The segues are always fire. That's why I tell y'all in the post, y'all was talking about how the men be trying to segue shit into sex. I don't got that problem, bro. My shit got bars.
But, It's one thing to have baggage, but if it's when you allow the baggage to affect, like, your current situation, like, you know, if you got more than one baby daddy, you got more than one kid, that's cool. But if you having, like, daily bullshit and drama with said baby fathers, especially both of them, that's when it becomes an issue, because I'm automatically thrown into the shit. So if, you know what I'm saying, you dropping a kid off of something and I'm with you and y'all get into it, shit, I gotta knock the nigga out now.
What if you just start talking to her, right? Mm-hmm. Talking to Dave for like a week. She on the phone with her one of her baby daddies. Mm-hmm. And you know the baby daddy talking, she better have that bitch ass nigga around my kid. Like, he here right now, ain't he? A beat your ass. Like, now you feel like, do you got a scrap though? Cause you know the nigga pulling up.
If the head for a scrap.
But you just been talking to her for a week, you ain't even fuck yet. Damn, done fucked. He fucks first week. I'm just playing.
Hypothetically, because I'm a virgin. Yeah. If she offers. No, I'm playing. Because my...
So you're pulling up.
If he
my new nigga here, he'll beat your bitch ass.
If he wouldn't have brought it up...
And now that nigga call me like 6'8".
What's that one video I saw? I was like, wait. Before he pull up, how big is he?
Yeah.
He bigger than me. 6'8", 3'30".
Like, he tall. He pull up. What a little motherfucker to say he could beat my ass.
Like, right? Damn, I ain't even little like that. This nigga... Nah, I'm going to shoot shit out there.
Yeah, shoot that nigga.
Shoot that nigga in the face.
Yeah.
Nah.
Shoot that nigga in the face.
Apparently, you can't get hit with attempted murder if you shoot him below the knee. Don't ask me how I know that. But yeah, for a week, I mean, because as long as he, you know, if he ain't putting his hands on it, because me, I'm petty. I'm going to stay where the fuck I'm at just to see if the nigga with the shits, and if he with the shits, and I'm with the shits, and we just two motherfuckers is with the shits, and somebody's going to get that shit split, and it's not going to be me. I ain't going.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It is what it is. But at the same time, if that is a reoccurring, that's one thing. If you just got a crazy ass baby daddy, that's one thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to go to the motherfucking what you call it?
To the grass.
To the grass, or go to the station so you can get this restraining order put on.
Okay, see, you know me, I'm always trying to scrap. So you trying to step in the grass?
We always step in the grass, but shit, after a while, shit, niggas be tired.
You tired of whooping a nigga ass?
You either.
Hey, like, bro, it's Wednesday. We done fought 7 times.
You either finna get shot. We finna go to the, what's the name?
You had to tell the officer, like, bro, I done beat his ass 7 times.
I'm tired of whooping his ass.
I had to shoot him.
I had no choice.
I had to use necessary force.
My knuckles hurt.
I had to use necessary force.
My knuckles hurt. I have no more fight in these hands. I had to shoot him. Hands don't work with my Glock, dude.
I would say anything that you bring that's toxic to me is too much baggage.
Yeah, so like, I feel that.
Like STDs, STIs, too much baggage.
That's literally toxic.
If you're divorced, like, cause we're not 30 yet.
No.
So if you've been married and divorced already by like 30, that's like a red flag for me. I won't say it's like a deal breaker, but it's definitely a red flag.
Like, what if she's like a few years older than
you? If she's a few years older, I mean, like I say, every situation is different. If you're a few years older than me, it got to be a good situation too, because like we're almost 30. I don't have kids. I don't need you 35 and you barren. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, some situations are different. Like I said, my girl now a little bit older than me, like, but everything's straight. I'm not a multiple kids guy too. Like, I'm barely cool with one. It depends on like the age and shit. I'm not like
talk to a chick with 3 kids before.
Yeah, I can't do it, bro. I can't go from no kids to 3 kids.
Uncle Don love the kids.
I teach every day. I love kids, but yeah. I'm not going. You're boosting my kid consumption
by your body count
by 300%.
She boosting your
I went
kid
from
body
no
count.
Kids to 3 kids in a day.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that shit, that's pretty crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, now I got to feel some type of way. Like, these not my kids, right? So like, say we go out, now I got to pay for it. My shit, your shit, and 3 kids shit. You know what I'm saying? Because being a boy, like, it's just a lot of shit that's added when you add multiple kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That you're just not ready for. So it'd be like, I don't know if I want to jump in this situation. Also, man, by the time you got 3 kids, we finally have us a kid. That's going to be my first kid. Mm-hmm. I don't want you thinking like, oh, you doing more for your baby than my kids. It's like, it's not that. But at the same time, like, so I feel like it just...
Yeah.
If I got to go through shit like that where it becomes toxic and I got to start proving myself, mm-hmm. One kid is cool. Buy some shit for my kid. Buy some shit for you. Like, it's a family thing.
Right.
Versus having 3 kids.
3 kids, that's a whole...
And then I don't have any myself, then I got to think about, like, I want a family too. And then you got to think, women with 3 kids, they on some shit where they like, I don't want no more kids. And it's like, I ain't got nothing like that. Selfish as fuck.
It's women with one kid and be like, I don't want to.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So that's selfish as fuck too. So to me, that's toxic because like you're stopping me from having the chance to be a father, like going through the pregnancy, going
now, granted,
through taking to the doctor.
Moms deal with, you know, a lot of shit. Yeah. Being mothers, you know what I'm saying? And I can totally understand that. But I feel like that's something, and communication, that's something that needs to be brought up at the beginning of a situation, a relationship or whatever. If you already have a child and you know for a fact you don't want no more kids and there's nothing that anyone could possibly do to persuade you to have any more children, then, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to communicate that.
Yeah.
Because I want kids.
Yeah, and that ain't no
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't no shit I want to find out.
I at least want, like, down the line.
Yeah. And that ain't no shit I want to find out once we already, like, together and married. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like...
Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't want children.
And you're like, I don't want no more kids. I already got one or I already got two. And it's just like... That's
y'all
selfish
just got
as shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty crazy. Well, I would like to think that that was something that was discussed well before, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's
hopefully,
true.
Hopefully, if y'all actually rock with each other, that'll be, you know,
technical difficulties. My bad, I got you out there.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. My eyes reading shit. Yeah. Look like a whole wine.
Yeah, so it's still like this. So I feel like, but then I think that comes with communication. If I get to date you and we talking, I'm like, I don't have kids and I would love to have, you know, two or three one day. You're like, I don't want no more. That's cool. I respect that. You're a beautiful person. We good, we vibe, but that's not, like, it's not gonna work out because I do want kids. Unless you go, like, you know, we gonna be open, you gonna let me go, you know, fuck some girls and get a kid that way. You know what I'm saying? I take care, I'll be a good dad.
Right.
Yeah, but, like I said, hey, I feel like if we ain't communicated that, though, before we got married, I think that's part of what I was saying like, about being toxic. That mean if we're not that open with each other, well, we don't know what we want from each other, like, kid wise and shit like that. I feel like we hurting each other. So yeah, it's like that. So I think communication kind of solves everything in that piece, bro.
Yeah.
So we didn't even do. Never mind. So yeah. Speaking of, you know, baggage and shit you bring in to somebody else. What about bringing yourself to a person? But what I mean is, like, some shit that you might like that the other person don't like. So I guess what I'm asking is, how freaky is too freaky? What?
Give me two of them.
How freaky is too freaky? Well, I guess what I'm saying, like, I guess we can get to that. Segways are fire. Y'all need to catch that segue. But like, for example, do you like being choked during sex? It's a free space. It's a private group, bro.
I've been choked once and I wasn't mad, but it's not like it was like, oh my god, this is amazing. I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. I was drunk. I do a lot of shit when I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie. You can persuade me to do some shit when I'm drunk. A little bit.
A few little things.
Because you know, I do enjoy, you know, choking, you know, a little bit. You know, it's a whole, you know, whatever. Especially if she's into it. Yeah, I choke shit at you. I choke shit at you. It's cool.
Yeah, cool.
You ain't come choke strokes. Yeah. Ain't no thing, you know. It's cool. Choke, clapping cheeks from the back, choking. You know, yeah, ain't no thing. No little razzle dazzle. Ain't no thing. But, I remember this one chick was like, you choked me, now it's my turn. I said, all right. Because it didn't sound like she was asking.
Yeah.
It sounded like more of a, nigga, you about to get choked.
She about to, the other side came out of her.
I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. That's all right.
Yeah.
And then she was like, this shit, it started off awkward.
You okay,
like,
you need to talk about it?
No, I'm straight. Right, like, it was different. Okay. It was a little weird, but I was drunk.
Yeah,
I like a lot of shit when I'm drunk. Shit. I don't know.
Hey,
hit me with a football in my chest.
I ain't gonna hold you. I like this shit.
You like it, bro?
I like this shit.
Here's the thing. Do you like the full on bitch, I'm finna kill you choke?
No, or you like the little one hand, the little gentle? I like. Cause if she choking you, for one, I love choking. By the way,
exactly, like I thoroughly enjoy it. Right.
But I like doing the choking, choke stroke. My
especially
go-to.
Because there are different ways to choke someone.
Like I could hit you in from the front and get it.
Mm-hmm.
From the back, choke stroke is my favorite.
Or the full Nelson.
The full Nelson choke stroke. But it's something about like when she turn up and she kind of get it. I like it because she turned up. Like,
I do have a Kakashi Sensei shirt on.
Yeah, but like...
Leaf gang in this bitch.
I ain't gonna lie, I like that shit. Like, cause, like now she turned up. Like, if she riding you, she turned up, she about to come, she kind of reached down there and get it. I'm like, shit. Girl, do your thing.
Go ahead.
Girl,
do what you do.
Yeah, go
ahead.
You got
it. I like
that. You
know,
yeah.
I got asthma, don't choke me too hard.
Yeah,
you know.
Gotta breathe through my nose out my mouth.
Like, can I choke you? Hold on, let me get my inhaler real quick.
No, but I don't like when she asks. I just like that she's so into it. You know, she's just like, damn, nigga, what you, you know. I'm like,
okay, so like, how do you feel about women that like getting slapped during sex?
I was about to say that. Now, one time during, a little while ago,
tell me about it.
I was with this chick. Hypothetically.
Story time.
Hypothetically. Hypothetically, right?
I got a story now.
I was hitting, right? I hit her with a choke stroke. Mm-hmm. You know, she came. Mm-hmm. Did the back thing. She came. Mm-hmm. I was in my bag. I got two out of her.
Of course.
She rolled. She was like, my turn. She rolled. She hit the choking, right? I'm like, okay. That was the first time I got choked. I was like, okay. I like this shit. Bro, she hauled up and slapped me, bro.
Bro. Like, she fired. Like, she fired off on you,
she
bro?
Was in it. She was like, ooh, this. And she... Bop, bro, like it went like a full out slap.
It was like a nice little tap.
Bro, she tapped me good though. She tapped me good though, and it was like cheekbone, so it kind of.
So it sounded off.
Get your motherfucking ass up. What you think this is? Think I'm some bitch or something?
You was ready to fight,
bro. You gotta go. You gotta go. It's time to go.
Oh, it's time to shit. Go.
You gotta, it's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's time to go. She tried to fight. No, no, it's time to go. You have to go home. No, you have to go home. You have to go home. You have to get out of here.
It's time to go. It's time to leave.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
You have to get the fuck out of here.
She hired off on my nigga. She fired off on my nigga.
Because I might beat your ass. I'm not even turned on no more.
Not even turned on.
My shit went from.
It went from.
Bro, like,
that's tragic.
I was like that's what y'all get for watching that white porn.
Bro, I was thinking about that because this one chick that was like, all she watched
white porn,
and like, so she,
I should have known she was in it. She's
slapping,
like,
shit,
fuck me with your cock.
And like, the scenario, yeah, like, she had like pissed me off. I forgot what she did specifically, but she had pissed me off. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll make it up to you. I was like, all right, whatever. She was like, come by. She had cooked. Whoom, whoom, whoom. Netflix chill. Chicken and dicking. Whoop, whoop. She was like, I want you to slap me. I want to try something different. I was like, okay. Now, I'm heavy-handed.
Yeah,
I'm not a weak nigga. Motherfucker. I'm a big nigga. So, I, you know, she was like, harder. I was like, because I'm not trying to knock the motherfucker out. So, I was like,
okay.
No, harder. Fuck.
You Iked her?
I bought it. It was like Ike Jr. But she liked it, and I instantly was a little afraid.
Because, I ain't gonna lie, she would've turned me up.
Cause she got red and shit. I'm like,
you a fucking a white girl?
No.
No. Okay. You said she turned red and
she was light skinned.
Okay.
And like, I'm talking about, I saw my whole hand. Like, my hand is not small,
you
bro.
You gripped her face, bro?
I damn near gripped her face with my hand. And you could see the whole print like this. And I'm thinking like, oh shit. And she was like, no, I fucking love it.
I fucking love it.
I was like,
all right.
As long as you don't have a subpoena prepared next week, then I'm cool. If you like,
niggas gonna come back, they'll knock on the door. Donovan Jones, you've been served.
I always said if a motherfucker came to my door and served me, they was gonna have to fight me.
Nigga goes hitting their papers and walk off.
Ain't
that was wait till you grab it. They'd be like,
ain't no walking.
They wait till you grab it. They'd be like, you've been served, and they walk off.
You know more.
I'm running. No, you can't get it back. You can't take it back. You already been served.
No backseat.
No backseat. No,
bitch. You gonna take this L. That's funny.
Yeah, like,
I feel like we talked about getting choked for a while.
Yeah, we did, bro. But just So don't get that way. I'll take a choke. I'm with all the nasty shit. But don't get disrespectful, cause I ain't gonna whoop your ass, cause I got shit to lose. But I got a little sister who ain't got shit to lose.
Fuck you up.
She ain't got shit to lose. She with all of that.
She want all the smoke.
She want all of that, bro. I cannot, like, nah, bro.
And little sis world renowned for having hands.
World renowned. Yeah, bro. So yeah, I ain't with all that. But yeah, she definitely like.
Damn.
like out of nowhere too. Like I was in my bag. I'm like, yeah, I got 2 out of it. Like anything else right here, bonus.
Pretty much. And she, you've done your civil duty.
Right until she choked. I'm like, all right, I'm with that. I'm with that. All right, hold on. Put your hand back a little bit. She bow real quick. Never again.
That's fucking hilarious.
Ask if she living right now. No, I'm playing. I don't know where she is. So I'm glad I got my girl now, bro. She not like she ain't that crazy.
I started to be petty. Come here, slap this nigga right now.
Come slap this nigga.
Go slap this nigga, cuz. What you was trying to see if she had got
up? I was trying to see if she stood up.
That shit would have been on live.
I'm
like, hold on. I'm
trying to see if she stood up.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna see it on live.
Oh, shit. I'm not gonna lie. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Well, you would have saw me Hulk Hogan slam my ass on the bed.
I probably would have pissed myself from laughing so hard. Bruh. Yeah.
My girl not that aggressive on shit like that. Like, she, like, as far as, like, play fighting and wrestling and shit.
I don't play fight.
Nah, my girl ain't trying to play
fight. I don't play fight. I can't play fight.
She play, she trying to cuddle and shit.
Ah, you so stupid. Come here. Oh.
Like, nigga, I'm trying to wrestle, nigga. That's a pent up aggression. Let me tackle you. Hit you with a spear.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
But, no, I don't play fight. Because it was one time, like, I think I was in college, and then like in the dorms they had them little ass twin size beds.
Yeah.
So like we play fighting and shit, and like I had pushed it, and nigga flew off the bed. I said, oh.
"Yeah, hear that little sibling shit." She said, "Shh."
Oh God, because she looked up at me like,
and she about to cry. Shh, don't tell.
It's okay. I'm
sorry.
You gotta hug and kiss her. All that, bro. I felt terrible for like a fucking month.
Yeah.
She flew off the bed like Jazz, like Fresh Prince. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, man. You gotta be in that.
That shit was crazy. So I don't play fight. I don't even play pillow fight.
Yeah.
Cause they wind up vicious. Ask my little brother.
You gotta do that little sibling shit. That'd be the best one. Just stop. Don't touch. What you want to get? You have all my candy. You want to play the game? We can play the game. You want me? I'll give you two turns.
If I die, let you play. If you die, let you play again.
Yeah. The sibling should be different.
That shit wild.
Yeah, it should be different. It's a good episode, man. It's a good episode.
I fucks with it.
I really hate that my story to get told last episode. This shit got to fucking up. But
I mean, you
want
to tell it to
me? Nah, bro. Like, I say, I let it kind of die down for some folks. So it's still seem kind of new.
Okay.
You know, wrap up with you. You got some shit to do.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to love. Like it. Y'all know y'all can't share it because the group private. But, you know, tag some other people who might not have seen it in the comments.
Get the YouTube popping, you will be able to share.
Yeah, definitely. Go post to YouTube. Link yourself. Mm-hmm. Do all of that. I'm trying to be famous by this time next year.
Trying to get some YouTube checks for me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out y'all. And then, you know, hopefully we get our own show, you know.
Like Jesus and Meryl and shit, you know, we might get on Vice real quick, Showtime or something, you know.
Something real quick.
Have a couple celebrities in that hole. Have Mean Green on there, you know. LV McGee, you know. Shit, hood
lit. Shout out come to y'all, bro. Then, like, that's when y'all can come on. When the shit get to popping. Damn. Might as well answer now. Hello.
What up, dude?
Yeah, what's up?
12:00
McClellan?
Yep.
Bet. Sorry, y'all. Got a hoop and text.
Had to make a play real quick. Had to make this drop off for the
Sell. You know, I sell drugs on the weekends, you know, to pay for college.
Yeah. And I sell drugs on the weekends too.
See, done. I got done on a red do rag now. He's spilling that blue shit. Hey, don't worry about it. It's already good. Go on, sign us out, bro.
This is my do rag.
That is mine.
Like, damn, I knew I left it over here.
I got hair too, bro.
I know, bro. It's okay. It's all right. But yeah, like I said, we appreciate you guys for showing all the love and whatnot. Till next time, man. This has been episode 43.
43.
Bowdy 3.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the love. Hey, and yeah, Cash App, myself are done like 75 cents so we could buy us a new cell phone stand.
Cash App J Will, because my phone raggedy. My Cash App keep crashing. Yeah. I think I just need to get a new debit card
too, so, you know, everything work with
it. Just send it to J Will.
Yeah, and we'll buy it, and then we'll shout y'all out on the next live for donating to the cause.
To the Thinking Out Loud Foundation.
Yeah, Thinking Out Loud Foundation.
Where we the United Negro Podcast Fund.
Yeah. Yeah, wrap it up. Stay safe. All that good shit. Be till blessed. Next time. Be blessed.
Be good. If you ain't gonna be good at it.
Yeah, man. And it still ain't too late to buy your niggas 2K. So, you know, buy a nigga you like 2K. And then rub his back.
And get him the legend shit. Version with D Wade on the cover. Yeah. Don't buy that nigga the $45 joint. He needs some VC.
It don't matter which one you buy. You know, no, for the nigga it to matters. Be. It just tell when he lose, like, babe, I know the game be cheating. You the best. And shit like that.
You the greatest.
Yeah, also, I'm the coldest in Mario Kart. So if you want to play that, bro, you better check my resume. Get fucked up.
Nigga, I'll bring a GameCube over here.
No, nigga, it's a Mario on the.
I know, because I got it. The fuck?
You ain't fucking with me,
though. All right, bro. Right.
What's the Cash
App? What CC you play on?
Who? Huh? 150. All
right, sound good.
Buck 50.
Sound good.
Nigga, battle rap shit, buck 50.
Sound
good. Buck 50.
Sound
300.
Good. Sound good.
Oh, yeah, Cash App is Who Will, J Will. No, it's just Who Will. I think it's just Who Will. Or yeah, I got my phone number. Like, I got my phone number. Just put my phone number in there. If you ain't got my phone number,
it's 281-330-8004.
Yeah, but yeah, Who Will. It's Who Will. $ Who Will, no underscores, no dot and shit.
Right. But yeah.
Who Will, yeah.
Let me actually sign up. Till next time, people.
Till next time. Gang.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.